guys, welcome back to Sister Sister Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren.
And I'm your host, Nikita. What's up?
How are you? What's happening?
Nothing,
I'm just wrecked, girl. I'm off to finishing a day's work.
I know. Usually we do this on a Sunday, Saturday.
Or Sunday.
Yeah, but this is Tuesday evening after work. Lauren's wrecked. I didn't do any work today.
Fuck all today.
I didn't
mind
do
you. I wasn't like so busy today in work, but like I still am just tired.
Yeah, but still being up and stuff. I literally got out about 10 o'clock this morning. I looked at my laptop to see if I had any work, and said, "Fuck yous," because I'm leaving my job. So I couldn't care less.
Stick it to the man.
Couldn't care less. I just chilled out today.
Stunning.
Yeah.
We haven't recorded in a month.
A month.
I've been like, so excited to record this episode in
Me
particular.
Too.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
What have we done in the last month? We went to Amsterdam.
We did.
With Jade and Charlie. That was a ball.
That was a ball.
Love to all having a ball.
Yeah.
It was Mother's Day. My mum came over for a visit.
Oh my God, yeah. That just happened.
That was like, weekend just gone. That was fun. Big up Mama C. That's kind of it really.
Yeah.
I've just been chilling in my new job. Absolutely love it. Loving the 4-day week.
Oh,
isn't it just amazing?
Beautiful.
Like, I love it for me.
Yeah, love
I
that
love
for
it
you.
So much.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
My new job, I'll have like 1 day a week from home as well.
Which is great.
So I hope our little days meet up together and we're like, ooh.
We'll meet in the middle.
But yeah, I've had a gorgeous time. I got a new job. I'm starting a new job
week. Congratulations.
Yeah, fuck it. It's my fifth one in London. So
I said, we usually get like cards and presents for new jobs. It's like, you're not fucking getting one now.
Yeah. That's my fifth one in London. Yeah. But
she's just trying to rinse me over.
Yeah, basically, I just want a present. I just want a new pair of pajamas or something. Like, fuck's sake.
Oh,
no, I got a Mahalia ticket last time I started a new job.
Did. You're not getting fuck all now.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck's sake. So we usually ramble on for at least 20 minutes at the start of every episode. But we were like, this time, we feel like we have loads to talk about in this episode.
Yeah.
So we're just going to... Straight in, no kissing.
Straight in, no kissing. And we're so excited to do this one. Like this
I
one.
Just, I have a, like, I just think it's this is going to be a really good episode.
Me too. Imagine a show.
Yeah.
We were pure panicking as well. I hope this is recording because.
Anticlimactic.
Yes.
Did you get it?
Anticlimactic.
Tell me, what's this episode about?
So, this week's episode is all about female orgasm. This week's episode will be called.
Struggling to come, how to get it done, baby.
So, yeah, basically, it's in the title, isn't it? Struggling to come.
Yeah, just discussing the female orgasm in all aspects.
Yeah.
And we have a few surveys to read out at the end, which is fun. I feel like all of our episodes are usually a bit more planned, but this one, I don't feel like it's as structured.
No.
As, because I don't really feel like it needs to be.
This is more so, you're sitting down with your girls... You don't really know how to ask them some questions, so we're answering your questions for you, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
We're having a chat, we're having those open conversations.
I don't think, like, don't get me wrong, like, we have open conversations about, like, orgasms and everything else, but I'm like, realistically, I don't think I've ever sat down with anyone, even you, and, like, just spoke about this.
Yeah, same.
I don't feel like I have.
No.
I feel like we have in dribs and drabs.
Yeah.
Like, we come in and out of it all the time, and obviously we're talking about sleeping people, and I'm like, this happened.
Yeah.
You talk about it, but I feel like getting into the nitty gritty.
And we've never spoke, we've never spoke about, like, what works for us as women.
Yeah.
And we're two different, we're actually not completely different, I was just going to say.
Wait,
our answers are going
to
be
We weighed ourselves today, and we're the exact same weight.
Down to the pound.
Down to the pound. Get off me, you fat tick.
Wow, I'm a skinny legend.
We're the same weight, so thank you so much. But yeah, I was like, no, literally, why do we have to be the same in every
aspect? Was like, I'm not going to weigh myself today. And I was like, I just want to weigh myself because I'm trying to get on some hot girl shit right now.
No, so am I, but I didn't really have many pills today, so I felt a bit bloated. So I was like, no, I'm going to be up.
She was like, I'm not going to do it. So then and she got on.
I have two tops on as well, so.
She didn't take her socks around off, so. But yeah, so. Our answers are probably going to be very, very similar.
Very similar.
But yeah, let's get into it.
Let's go into it, baby. So, you start us off.
Okay.
What actually is an orgasm?
Okay, let me tell you. So here's the thing. Actually, I want to start this, by saying...
Okay. Flinging me to the back wall there. Go ahead.
No, because we said... So, we spoke about this episode a couple of weeks ago. We were like, this is going to be our next episode. So, we were like, let's start doing some research now. I put into Google. What did I say? I said struggling to orgasm? Just to see what had come up.
all male. Like, we're not even joking. I think you clicked like 4 or 5 pages on Google. Like, what is it? About 15 to 20 things are in the drop down.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next page. Mm. And you literally clicked like 4 pages and it was all about the male orgasm.
It was just male orgasm. Nothing about women. Struggling to come for men. Like, that's one thing. So when I said struggling to come, it was male. So it was kind of like, oh, it's like erectile dysfunction and stuff like that. And I was like, no one cares about men. We want to talk about women.
Fuck you, limp dick. Yeah.
erectile dysfunction is a real thing. You know, we could get sponsored by these companies someday, Lauren.
Yeah, I love
it. We'd set our ad reads now. But
isn't it mad that we use Viagra in like female fertility treatment?
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
It does something.
It does something.
God knows. But it does something.
Well, that's weird. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to make a note that when we were looking this up, it was all to do with male.
All about men.
And there's this weird thing about women and how we're such complex people and we're such hard people to figure out and how to make us come and how to make us orgasm.
Yeah, it's a job.
We're really not. We're
like people make it out as if it's a job. Yeah,
we're not that complicated. We're actually probably less complicated than men because we've so many different ways to make us come and so many different ways to turn us on. There's literally, I think, like over 200 different ways of like being turned on, and I'm like, and you just can't figure out one.
And I was gonna say, and these men keep trying out the one thing. It's not working, man.
It's not working.
Move on.
Yeah. So sorry, I just wanted to get into that. But anyway, we'll start with what is an orgasm.
What is an orgasm? Okay. Please tell me.
An orgasm is a sensation of extreme pleasure experienced during sexual activity. So there's no actual scientific, like, scientists can't really say what a female orgasm is because we don't like orgasm for, what's the word, procreation. There's no real definition. There's no real reason why we orgasm, if that makes sense.
But do you think it's because I like to make things up.
Yeah, Lauren makes things up and she goes, that sounds correct, so that's correct.
But like, this is where my brain immediately goes, and I probably sound like an idiot. But like, when we're in the womb, are we not all females first?
Yeah.
And then we turn into males?
No, we are.
Like, so is it not like something to do with that?
Well, all of our genitals are the same. Yeah. So male and female genitals are technically the same. Like our
big dick on you.
Yeah, like our clit is basically
the top of a penis.
The top of a penis. It goes inside us, like in our thing. So like it is the same, but that's what I'm saying. They just don't know why we orgasm because there's no real reason for us to orgasm. We're just out here struggling.
I was gonna say, because God says have a good time.
Have a good time.
But not that much because we're not gonna let men know.
Yeah. So yeah, upon my research, I found that there's 6 types of orgasms for women. Well, female reproductive people. Sorry, I will say women because it's more known to me. But this is to do with anybody that has a clit, basically.
Yeah.
If you got a clit, listen.
If you have a clit, you fit. Maybe we should call the episode that.
If you have a clit, you fit. So there's 6 types of orgasms. Clitoral, vaginal, anal, combo/blended,
ooh la la,
erogenous, and convulsing.
Give me a bit of that. Hook that to my veins.
Convulsing.
Yeah, I want to be raising off the sofa, imagine.
Excuse me. So yeah, I'll go into briefly what each one of those mean. Let me see, I have them all written down. Okay, so clitoral is, you can often feel these orgasms on the surface of the body, like a tingly feeling along your skin and in your brain. So yeah, I think the way our orgasm works, I'm pretty sure it's like more to do with our brain than our actual reproductive system. Like,
I mean, that would make sense.
So basically when you're feeling aroused and when it sends messages to your brain, and then your brain sends,
was it BBM and like typing to
But I think, yeah, it like sends a message to your brain and then that's when the like orgasm happens. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist. We're both not. Like, I probably shouldn't be talking about it in that depth. So yeah, the other type of orgasm is vaginal. These orgasms are deeper in the body and are usually accompanied by pulsations of the vaginal canal walls. When the G-spot, a specific spot about 2 inches inside the front vaginal wall, is stimulated, it can result in ejaculation. So vaginal, I think people get a little bit disheartened about like vaginal orgasms. I think people think that's like, I think men think we can orgasm way more through vaginal penetration.
Yes. Like, I think men like to think that. But
yeah,
I'm sorry,
they think it's easy. They think
that's not the case.
I just need to go in and out and you're going to orgasm. That's not the case. Okay? We'll get more into that in a minute. So, type of orgasm is anal. During anal orgasm, the muscle contractions you feel while primarily being in the anal canal and around the anal sphincter and not inside the vagina. So, I've never experienced an anal orgasm.
Oh, it's very rare that I let something go up my bum. So
yeah, there's actually nothing. When am I ever?
Thank you so much, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm alright.
I don't want any of your business.
But you know what? I kind of want to feel it now. I want to know what it feels like, because it says it doesn't happen in your like vagina. It happens in your actual a-hole.
How?
Aren't men's G-spots in
their ass? I don't think I have the facilities for that.
In their ass.
In the asshole. Yeah, that's where our gear is.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I want to try that.
That's why men like men.
Men like men. Men do like men. But yeah, I would love to try that. Okay.
Bagsy, not me. I'm not doing it.
Okay, another type of orgasm is combo or blended. When the vagina and the clitoris are stimulated at the same time, it tends to result in a more explosive orgasm.
Ding, ding, ding,
sometimes
ding, ding.
These orgasms are accompanied by full body trembles and tremors. Yeah, I am.
I'd be happy feet.
No, I am Irish dancing along. So happy to say I have experienced this before.
And yours is only recently as well. I mean, not the first one, but
no, yeah, like a person that I've slept with multiple times. We're not gonna say that. We're just gonna say
yeah, you had a good time.
I had a good time. Damn.
Even combo blended even sounds great, doesn't it? Gives a little bit of that combo bit.
Yeah.
Can I have a large combo, please?
No, that's like, let's talk about that for a second, actually, because that's my favorite type of.
Yeah, I like a bit of both, please. Yeah.
To explain to people, we mean as in like when someone is penetrating, so like penis and vagina, and they're stimulating your clit.
Or it could be their fingers.
Yeah, it could be their fingers as well. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. Mine's usually.
Yeah, penis as well, but it could be fingers.
Could be fingers. But yeah, so when someone is... So basically something's in your vagina and they're stimulating your clitoris as well. And then you orgasm from that. I will say, I'm embarrassed when my leg tremors after shit like that. Because I'm like, don't think of yourself like that.
My leg muscles the next day. I'm like, I'm after doing bumps, thumbs and thighs. I'm mad thing. My legs are killing me. And we have steps up to air flat. Or I'd be like,
no way to be a mix.
Take it easy. Because I'm wrecked. Or there's nothing worse when that happens and then after your leg like spasms or locks.
Yeah.
And you're literally like, no, kill me now. Oh, use that massage going.
Oh, no, stop.
I'm fling me vibrator onto me leg.
Okay, so the next one is erogenous.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Okay, so let me tell you. Stimulating lesser known erogenous parts of the body, ears, nipples, necks, elbows, knees, can cause a pleasurable release when kissed and played with. Some people describe the orgasm that follows as being more full body compared to other kind of orgasms. So like, here's another thing.
I don't think I've ever.
No, either have I.
Orgasm that way.
No.
I feel like I'd love to though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like my nipples are that sensitive.
Mine aren't. And I thought by getting my nipple pierced, it would be even more sensitive. Yeah. And I thought that would be cute. But
I've been nipple pierced as well. And I think, don't get me wrong, love it all the same.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thanks so much. Add it into the combo there. Yeah. But
the combo blended. Damn. Three things at once.
Yeah. No, but I just don't feel like I would have an orgasm from that solely.
Yeah.
On its own.
This is the thing. I'm saying all of these different ways of having an orgasm and men think it's one thing. And I think women think it's a one thing as well. They think, oh yeah, no, you just have to play with my clit and I'm done. But no, touch an elbow or something. Yeah. I don't know.
What did someone say to me? Crawl before you can walk.
Crawl before you can walk. Yeah. Touch everywhere. So the next one is convulsing orgasms. So convulsing orgasms are orgasms that result in the pelvic floor muscles convulsing over and over and over again really quickly. These orgasms usually happen after a long build up. You might do this by edging yourself. So edging is when you almost get to orgasm and then you stop.
It's the best and the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I want to dig the face off someone.
Yeah, but like, I'll do it myself sometimes.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It will get you a way nicer orgasm.
I know lots of men, like, recently that I've... Lots of men that I've slept with recently. I don't mean like that. But I mean, like, the past, like, one or two men that I've slept with have really enjoyed edging.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I'm like, yeah, whatever you want, boo.
I like it. But it is very, very frustrating. But
Convulsing. Yeah, I'd like a bit of that as well. Thank you so much.
Throw that in the mix.
Can I add that into your order, please, for delivery? I was going to say Ken Lamb, but I actually do not want Ken Lamb. The only thing I want him bringing me is a train one.
No, we don't want no orgasms from Ken Lamb.
Chili chicken ball? Yes. Orgasm? No.
So yeah, so that's the six types of ways of orgasms. Or six the types only of one orgasms. That
I would be afraid of is anal.
Yeah, but I think I have to try it now.
And I don't.
Like, it doesn't mean you have to have penis and a-hole.
True.
Yeah.
But even still, I'm just so paranoid about anything going up my bum.
Really?
Like, so paranoid. Like, really.
I
don't mind. You can have a little root round here. If you
Lauren!
Want.
Don't you can have say a little root.
Smoochy. Yeah, no, root is a bad word. You can have a little smooch or whatever. But I just feel like butt plugs, no, because that will get lost inside me. And then I'll have to go to A&E. And it happens. I used to work in A&E.
Yeah, but you get the ones that stories. Like have something at the end. That don't...
Yeah, true.
You know? Butt plugs are great. I've recently purchased a butt plug and it's beautiful.
It's cute.
It's the cutest thing in the world.
Good morning, Vietnam. Oh, it's a thing I've developed.
I was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, I love it. I think anal stimulation is great for me. I enjoy it. I love it when someone's having sex with me from behind and they do a little ooh-ooh.
Yeah, I have to. I mean, I'll always prepare that area anyways.
Yeah, of course.
Because you have to. You have to prepare from head to toe.
You prepare as if.
Yeah, but I just never will. And definitely not a penis.
I'm not saying definitely because.
Definitely not. And I love how some of the men that I will have slept with or probably will again might listen to this and they're like, she promised me that. I'm lying to you. I'm just stringing you along.
I said we could do that. Nope.
I always say, yeah, I'll see.
Yeah, mine's yeah, like, yeah, I'll see.
Or I always say, not a big fan, but I was.
Yeah, never say never. Never. It's a never. I always say like, oh, it's never a no or something like that.
I always say that I have tried it because I have. And I'd say, not a big fan. Let you know. Keep you updated.
Anyway.
I'm not giving you this kooky, I'm asking.
Okay, so our next thing we want to get onto, we want to discuss our Instapolls.
So basically, the questions that we have, or we're only just threw up a few questions because we kind of just wanted to get a gauge of what people either wanted us to talk about or things that we felt like we wanted to speak about.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an orgasm? I'm very, very happy to say that 98% of people said yes.
Yes.
And
we have like majority of women on our thing as well. Yeah. So that obviously shows that
it will be a majority.
Women are out here having
and then 2% said no.
Okay.
And I hate being like, oh, I'm so sad for you, because I don't mean it in a patronizing way.
No.
But if that's something that you want to experience,
yeah.
Because we may not want it.
Yeah, and some that's people absolutely are fine with.
But if that's something that you want to experience and you haven't, then I'm sad for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's sad.
But by the end of this episode,
you will know how. And you will know. Tell me how your first time is.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit creepy, but I want to know. Do you use sex toys? 76% said yes and 24% said no. Sex toys, I'll speak about it now in a couple of minutes. But I feel like that's always a taboo thing. Yeah. I feel like people are embarrassed about it.
That's why I was surprised though that 76% people said yeah. Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been a lot lower.
Yeah.
I would have been like, the real answer is 76%.
Yeah.
But people are just kind of saying no, or else not vote at all because they're embarrassed.
I think people know they don't have to be embarrassed though when they're talking. True. They're like, yeah, no, bitch, yeah, we do.
They're worse.
Yeah.
No, so true. Do you need to orgasm to enjoy sex? 20% said yes and 80% said no. I was surprised about this one.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a higher number of people saying that you would need to orgasm to enjoy sex. For me, personally, no.
Same.
Like, 100% no.
Yes. Yeah,
I will still have love to all. I still have had some of the, like, best sex of my life. And not had an orgasm.
Yeah.
Like. So I definitely don't think that you have to. Is foreplay important? Yes. Do you know what's so funny? When I was younger, I would have said no.
Yeah.
I would have said
that
no.
That would have been to please the man. Would have been to
please man.
Yeah.
So now I'm shouting it from the rooftops.
Yeah. It's literally the most important thing. Like, I get it. There's
sometimes that you don't,
times
though.
Where you don't, times and it's that you nicer don't. When you don't want to get.
But that's very far, few and far between.
And that's when you're really fucking horny and you're like, we've been talking. Do you know what I mean? We've already been texting or something.
And I feel like times like that, it's the people I've already slept with.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be just be a new thing that I'm just going straight in. Not a fucking chance here, Maddie.
No.
Like getting this cookie straight away. I gotta work for it. You better work, you bitch. Better work. But yeah, no, woke up to that, you feel. It's foreplay important. We already said that one.
Oh, you didn't say the percentage of that one.
Oh, sorry, love. Yeah. It's foreplay important. 96% said yes and no. Yeah. It's foreplay important. I just read that four times. 96% said yes and 4% said no.
Okay. Gorge.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And 2 to 4% said two. Okay. I just had a stroke. I was gonna say and the 4
Lauren's broken.
Next. And then the last question then was, do you know where the clitoris is? And hella fucking Luya, 100% of the people said yeah.
So again, though, we have
Majority of female.
We do have one male that texts us and said yes, and then he messages and goes, and for a gay man, that's very surprising. But we were like, you know what? If a gay man even knows where it is,
you other men are slacking.
Heterosexual men need to be figuring it out.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, no, it was.
That was gas. So we had some questions as well to be answered.
Yeah, so the first ones were just yes or no. And then the last couple of them were just questions that you could either
let us know what you just want us to speak about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So somebody asked, how do you know if you've orgasmed? Does cum run out of you? I was like, run out of you? That's funny.
You can't run those little high heels.
You can't run. So as we discussed, there's so many different types of orgasms. Usually it feels like a completion. So you'll have this like big build up and usually have this peak that happens and then you release that. So for me, what an orgasm is that it's like a whole rush and then it like gets to a peak and then it releases. Like, I don't know how to explain it, and I hate when people... So I remember when I was younger, I would like look up questions like this. Like, how do you know if you've orgasmed? And people would be like, you'll know. And I'm like,
sometimes,
but I don't know. So I'm clearly asking a question. I know there's something that's happening, but I want to know if that's an orgasm. Because some people will also say that it's like this most explosive thing that happens and you're like it's screaming. It's not like that all the time. It's not? Sometimes it's just a nice little vibe and you're like, okay, sometimes night, night. Little
you. Yeah. Rather than a yeehaw.
Yeah, so.
Sometimes it's that yeehaw.
Why did croissant come into my head? Croissant. Just the way you said yeehaw, I just goes croissant. Croissant. Anyway. Sorry. So yeah, I don't want to get into that like, oh, you'll know when it happens, because you probably won't. But again,
depending on what type of orgasm you're having.
Exactly.
If you're having that convulsions, best believe you'll know. You're going to know. Could be in your neighbor's front garden after falling off the bed. You'll know then. But the other ones, you might know.
Yeah. But for me, it feels like a completion. It feels like something that has reached its peak and it releases. And I'm like, yeah, that's nice. And then to answer the question, does cum run out of you? So there's two types of female ejaculation. So there's ejaculate fluid. So this typically resembles like male semen.
Yeah.
It's usually like milky and like white milky
texture.
It can
be texture. Like runny, or it can be like kind of like creamy. It depends.
Yeah, it's like a white milky like texture.
Yeah.
Some people creamy. I don't know. Like, yeah.
I think it just depends.
So there's technically, we technically do... like cum comes out of us, but not the way like men do.
Yeah.
Usually it'll
thank
probably...
God, because I'm not cleaning that up.
Yeah, I'm not cleaning. Fuck that.
Fuck that, you Matty.
Yeah. Messy. And then there's another type. So there's squirting fluid. So this is obviously when people squirt. I've never
neither
squirted.
Have I, right? And I hate when men try and make it and they're like, have you ever squirted? Don't know what you're asking me for, because you have never made anyone
You've
squirt.
You've never.
Yeah, Matty.
Never.
You haven't.
No.
Stop and they're lying. Like, oh yeah, let's try nothing. I have more chance of me doing it myself than you feel.
No, and then it's just that's long, man. Stop. You're gonna give me carpet born down there or something.
Literally.
Stop touching me.
You're gonna rearrange me coil.
Jesus. So yeah, squirting fluid is usually colorless and odorless, similar in composition to urine. It's not urine, but it comes from the same place. It comes from your urethra. How you say it?
Urethra.
Yeah, comes from there, but
yeah, pissy cunt.
No, yeah, it's not pee. I used to think it was pee.
I thought it was like it's like, let's say 20% pee and 80% something else.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was that.
No, I don't think so. I think it just comes from the same place.
I don't want to touch your pee pee hole. Don't want to touch them holes.
So scientists still don't fully understand the purpose of female ejaculation, like I spoke about. So they just don't understand it.
Because they don't want to look. That's why.
Yeah. No, you're dead right.
More than likely because no one is funding that program.
Yeah.
No one is funding that.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly about that, Nikita.
Nobody is funding that.
No, it doesn't have the funding. No. Doesn't have the funds.
You're dead right.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say though?
Let's set up a GoFundMe page.
Why do women orgasm? But, okay. So one of the next questions. Yeah. Do you want to do the next one?
What is the next one?
It says, when I'm about to orgasm, so this is not a question. This is kind of just a topic.
Yeah.
When I'm about to orgasm, I stop because I get too into my head.
Okay. So this happens to me more often than I actually, when I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that does actually happen. Yeah, when I talk about it. It does actually happen quite a lot. I just think like it's what environment you're in.
Yeah.
It's like how comfortable you are. It's like I share a house with two other women.
Yeah.
Best believe they're doing everything that I'm doing. But also I just feel like sometimes I'm a bit embarrassed. Like I remember there was one time that I was like trying to go, I was like, I'm actually resting. Sometimes you just need to rub one out to go sleep. So I was like, let me just do that quickly. And I was like, Nikita's gonna have to get out of the shower. And I was like, and air walls are like tin. Like anyways, tin. Nikita says she can never hear me, and I know she's just saying that just to be a good friend. So thank you so much.
I can't ever hear you. Your vibrator isn't that loud. Lauren thinks our vibrator.
No, I'm telling you, when it charges, it sounds like there's construction going on in the back room.
I can never hear your vibrator.
Get your hard hat on, because that's going. Literally. But anyways, I know she's just lying, being a good friend. But thank you so much. I appreciate all the same. So Nikita was gone. Just out of the shower, and she was drying her hair, and I was like, stunning, I just need a little quick one. I'll do it while she's drying her hair. Off. Now Nikita dries her hair. I know when Nikita dries her hair, she usually dries it for about 8 minutes, I would say. The length of time to dry her hair.
Right.
But you don't stop and start. Well, I stop and start blow drying my hair, and so does Nadine. But you don't.
No.
You are just full way through.
Yeah.
So I was counting on you being a full way through so I could get one done and go to sleep. But no, the cunt kept turning off the hair dryer, and I kept having to turn off. Vibrator, then I was like, I ain't gonna kill her. I just wanna go sleep.
I swear, oh. I can't hear it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel like you can.
Okay.
Sometimes I do play music and all. No, I'm trying to mask the sound.
Yeah. Well, some sexy playlists. So
actually, maybe if you hear me playing the sex, me and Nikita share a sex playlist, by the way. Yeah, if you ever hear me playing the playlist, that's, you know what I'm doing.
That's
don't come
doing.
Knocking on my door, you tick.
But
it is so easy to get inside your own head. And also, me and Nikita, we're not going to go into detail, but me and Nikita were speaking about intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
And I find like that, there was a certain period, I don't know what it was, of time, like when I would like try and masturbate or something like that, you'd be thinking about mad things.
So,
like going to the shops, going to your weekly shop,
things.
Or you'd be thinking about work, and it's like, I should not be thinking about these things.
Yeah.
I should be thinking about gorgeous men.
Yeah.
Rubbing me down.
Yeah, because I don't necessarily need something to like orgasm. I don't need something to, well, not even to orgasm, to like start, what is it, masturbating?
Yeah, I can just guess that.
Yeah.
Straight in.
Like, I'm like, if I'm
chilling, if I'm feeling it, then I don't need it.
Yeah.
If I want to do it and I need something, that's when I'll start looking up things or whatever.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't.
Same.
I can just go straight in.
Yeah. But that's when the intrusive thoughts come in. Then you start thinking about weird things. You're like, why is that popping into my head in this moment?
Start thinking about your landlord now.
No.
Listen. Oh, he's coming to paint the gaff. Stop thinking about your landlord. Your hands are down your junction matting. Stop.
No. Yeah, I've never thought about that.
No, I haven't either, but I'm just like, no, that sounds like I am either. No, but like, dude, like,
no, I know,
that's
I know.
An example of I things know. That you
it's just the weirdest thing
that you'd be thinking of.
But yeah, I think the one thing is when you're masturbating and then you nearly get to that point and then you're just like, you just
there's
go,
nothing fucking worse when you just lose it.
Yeah, you just lose it and then you're like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
But it just happens, I think. practice makes perfect, doesn't it? Like, just practice what way has made you come in the past. Like, is it because your light is on? I don't know. Like, have you not? I love lighting candles. I love lighting candles. Also, there's another thing. I masturbate in the mirror sometimes.
Yeah, I have that in my list.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you can. But, you can,
yeah, I think there's just certain ways that you know you can get there. And I just think you need to be really comfortable.
Yeah, the things that are distracting you, cut them out. If you're hearing noises at your window, people walking down the road, close your window, close your blinds, open up your window. I don't care. Some people like to be,
Or,
so what is it, danger wank or something people call it?
Danger wank. No, stop.
That's what people call it, isn't it?
Yeah. What is that again? It's like when you...
like, leave your door open and hope that someone will catch you, but you know that no one's going to catch you. It's scary.
I'm going to do that and call you. Nope.
No, thank you. You said that really convincing. I'm gonna do that. I don't want you to. I don't think I'd like that.
I'm cutting that out. I'm not leaving that in. I didn't mean it like that. I don't know why.
That's some sort of sexual assault. I don't want to see your poo nanny, Phil. I don't want to see your ooh croissant.
No, I'm actually gonna die. Yeah.
So I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna no. I don't want you to do that.
Anyway. I don't know why I said that. Drew some time.
I'm scared. Oh. Mom, come, come collect me.
So yeah, I'm sorry. Did we answer that question?
No.
Also, I think getting out of the mindset that an orgasm has to happen when you're masturbating. Because I think when we're masturbating, we're kind of just thinking, well, that has to happen.
That has to be the end goal. Just want to have a little...
just have a good time. Make yourself feel good. Don't think about it. Don't think that has to happen. And then it might just come.
What's the next one? When men come, they think sex is over. Yeah, because they're selfish pricks.
Yeah, this is a big thing. This is a thing that, like, when men are done, they just, like, say, okay, let's...
I have to say, the last two people that I slept with are obsessed with making me come, and it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm like, two givers in a room is a bit much.
Yeah, because you're a giver.
Because I'm a giver.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm a pillow princess.
Yeah, no, I love to get to work. I love to do my thing. Love to show off. But yeah, sometimes I'm like, don't get me wrong, I love it and I have a great time.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like,
just let me do the work.
Let me switch it up, baby.
Yeah. No, I get that. There's two complete opposites. So there's men that will have sex, come, and then lie down and be like, did you come? And then...
that was also going to be the name of this episode.
Yeah.
If you have to ask, the answer is no.
Yeah. And then there's this second type of man that wants you to come before he comes, because...
I think that's only polite.
That is polite.
I think that's polite.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And you know what? Do what when you're finished as well.
Yeah, do.
Thank you.
Before and after.
That's a little nice sandwich, isn't it? You in the middle.
You in the middle.
Me and the Brennan's bread.
No, well, yeah, no,
today's bread's Zay. Yeah, no, that's nice. I'll have one before and I'll have one after. Thank you so much. Add that to my order.
But yeah, no, there's selfish men out there. We need to teach them ways. We need to tell them. And be vocal. Be like, I haven't came. I haven't had a good time. Or you don't even have to say it as blunt as that. You can be like, oh, do you want to, like, go do again? This. Do you want to masturbate together? Like, do it like that. Do it different ways. If you want to come, tell them, I'm going to masturbate. Want to masturbate with me?
Yeah.
That'd be cute. You know?
Or just get your toy.
Yeah, get your toy out. And don't even say that and be like, bitch. Yeah. And that's actually just shown and be like, yeah, no, let me just finish the job. Let me just finish.
Another question that we got in was, how do I discuss with my partner that I don't want or enjoy rough sex? So this one, not that I didn't want to answer it. I definitely wanted to answer, but I didn't know whether I should message the person privately or if I should speak about it on the podcast. And I'm like, do you know what? I'll speak about it on the podcast, because I'm sure there's many people that, whether it's rough sex or any type of sex, they don't know how to
communicate the way you want to have
with
sex
with their partner. It's different. Like, I feel like if you're having sex, like, it's a one night stand, or if you're just casually seeing someone, I don't feel like you're as vocal as you would be then if it's your partner, because I feel like sometimes you might not want to offend them, or you might, it might make things awkward, or like, But I just feel like you should be able to do that with anyone that you're sleeping with.
Oh, this you is are... this is the thing I was just going to say. Regardless if you're sleeping with someone for one night, though, you should be able to say. If you both are consensually having sex, you should be able to vocalise what way you want to have sex. Exactly. And it should be the same way for that other person.
So basically, this person has asked, how do I discuss with my partner that I don't want or enjoy rough sex? And I'm going to read out what I wrote rather than just freeball it. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I just said, firstly, being honest with your partner about what kind of sex life you want is so important. If you share this with your partner, they should listen to you. That's the thing. One, I feel like I don't know what way you're having sex with someone, and I don't know what way your relationship with your partner, but I feel like if someone's not enjoying something, I can notice that.
Yeah.
So I feel like if your partner isn't picking up on it, which I feel like they should be, but again, I don't know what ways are communicating. I don't know what ways have sex, but I just feel like it's definitely something.
It should be picked up. It should be.
Yeah, 100%. So they definitely should listen to you. Sex is for both parties to enjoy and feel comfortable to share likes and dislikes. Me personally, I always feel like if it's possible, I like to discuss with my partner before having sex your needs and your wants. And they change all the time. Like if you're messaging someone and you obviously you both talk about what you're into.
Yeah.
And it's just normal to discuss those things. Mm-hmm. And like one day you might like something and then the next day you may not. Mm-hmm. It's important to communicate with your partner how you're feeling, how having rough sex makes you feel and why you don't like it. And also, you don't have to go into why you don't like it. You can just say, I don't like it. You don't have to.
There's no explanation. There's no reason. You don't owe
anyone any of that. If you don't like it, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But it is something that you could say. And you could start off by saying that this is a bit too rough for me. I don't like it. Can we discuss setting boundaries to make me feel more comfortable while having sex with you? I don't like hair pulling, being choked, face slapping, etc. And from now on, if you're considering trying anything along those lines, I need you to ask me first.
Yeah.
And you could also consider using a safe word.
Yeah.
Because you might like certain aspects of it, but when it gets too rough,
yeah,
then you just need to have... And I feel like safe word, I feel like people just automatically think of like porn or like crazy sex. I was just going to say
that, like BDSM.
It's,
yeah, like
it's actually... like
just should just be used in sex.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Go into much detail as you like with your partner when telling them what you're comfortable with. I just feel like, as I said, if it's a one-night stand, if it's someone that you're seeing casually, if it's your partner, if it's your husband, if it's whoever,
yeah,
you should be able to communicate. You are giving yourself to this person, they are giving themselves to you.
Yeah.
You should be able to talk about it and enjoy. Why would you not want to have the best experience that you can in that moment?
Yeah.
And the only way that you're going to do that is if you communicate.
Yeah. That's the thing. You need to get out of your head in thinking that by you explaining what you like or anything like that is weird or like awkward. Get out of your head, because you're doing the most awkward thing ever.
Yeah.
You're naked, lying down beside each other right now. Yeah.
And if the person you're sleeping with, whether it's your partner, whether it's your husband, whether it's a one-night stand, reacts in a negative way to you telling them what you want to make you feel comfortable, into the fucking bin with you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I will say I'm very vocal in that sense. Like if I don't like something, I'll say, let's not do this. Yeah, I remember.
But I feel like I wasn't always like that.
No?
No, 100%. Not that I was ever in a situation that made me feel uncomfortable, but the things that I'm like, oh yeah, Doc, she didn't really like that. And I probably
should have like spoke up a little bit.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have felt comfortable at the time, where now I'm like, I don't care who you are.
Couldn't care less.
I'm what I say goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the same. So like, I remember I was sleeping with this fella for quite a while, like on and off. And we both knew exactly what both of us liked. Like sometimes we liked a little bit rougher, a little bit like different, and then sometimes we didn't.
Sometimes you like a mix. So me and Nikita call it married sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're making live.
You make it live. So sometimes we want that, and then sometimes we want a little bit like, pull me here. Yeah. Like, tell me. I remember, I've told you this story, no? I didn't cry, but I...
No?
I did cry. We were doing name calling. I'm into a bit of name calling. Oh, yeah. Is this he too much? Am I telling too much on the podcast?
You call it a slut or something.
Yeah, he called me a slut.
No, thank you.
No, I remember looking up and going, oh no, not like that today. And almost crying. And he literally, this is a good communication style. He literally picked me up, but like was like, oh my God, he was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, we don't have to do it like that today. And I was like, yeah, thanks. And then we had married sex. But yeah, so be communicative with your peoples, because they'll communicate their things with you too.
I'm just laughing about how, like, obviously your sex style changes as you get older. You then learn what you like. But when I was like forced having like proper sex with like the person that I was in a relationship with, I remember we were like, let's try this and let's try that. And you were trying all sorts of different things. But I remember like I think I asked him to slap me. But I meant like on the bum or something like that. This man clattered me in the face. It was in slow-mo, it would have been the Anthony Joshua knockout. He was like, oh, sorry. He's like, I actually don't know why I did that.
So this is why you need to clearly communicate.
Clearly, please.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a freckle left in my face. They were all on his wall. I was like, okay.
Yeah, maybe don't just say slap me.
Yeah,
don't.
I was like, yeah, no, I meant on me bum or something. Yeah.
No, I can't.
Clatter to the side of the face. I was like, oh, no, thank you.
Jesus, no. But yeah, so that's just us obviously making fun, telling our little stories. But just know that anyone that you're sleeping with, you should be able to communicate with. And if you can't, don't have sex with them. You're not automatic.
100%.
That's actually just... What's the word? Simple.
Yeah. It's no longer consensual sex then, I feel.
Oh, yeah, no. If you can't communicate your feelings in the way you want to have sex, it's not consensual sex.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not to be dramatic or anything.
No, and I'm not trying to... Yeah, I'm not trying to say anything about anyone, but...
No.
I just feel like it needs to be a safe environment for both of you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The next one is reasons why we may not orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so getting into the orgasm side of everything, talking about why we may not orgasm, how we can orgasm. So there could be relationship problems. So this is one thing. If you are having relationship problems and day-to-day things that are not going right for you, having sex is probably not the best thing, and you probably aren't...
Is there probably just going through the motions, you know?
Yeah, like it's you're not going to be into it really, and you're going to be thinking about random shit.
You're thinking like that cunt hasn't emptied the dishwasher in 3 days.
Yeah, while you're trying to...
What are you doing?
Yeah, so that's one reason. And I think that's a good reason to always like look at your relationship then maybe and say, okay, well...
And I feel like we've said it before, but I feel like sex is such an important part of a relationship.
Yeah.
Orgasm aside,
yeah.
I just feel like it's such an important part. It's how you connect with your partner on another level that nobody else gets to be a part of, unless you just want to invite anyone else, and if you do, I'll watch. No, I'm only joking. I just feel like it's...
Sorry. You got me with that one.
What?
I didn't think you were going to say that.
No, I'm just joking. I feel like it's such an important part, and so if you aren't connecting in everyday life, I'd say that in inverted commas.
Yeah.
Then it is going to be very hard to bring it to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Or the kitchen, wherever you like to do it.
Wherever. We don't
mind. Clean your counters, please.
So the next one is stress. So Lauren's just taking apart the studio. Next one for reasons why we may not orgasm is stress. So if you're under a lot of stress, your brain is somewhere else when you're trying to do all that thing. I think it's quite similar to relationship problems. It's stress. Like, you're just thinking about random shit,
like,
aren't you?
Yeah, like, the way... When you orgasm, it's your body releasing endorphins. But if you're feeling shit about yourself, about your job, about your relationship, about Anne, it's hard to do that. It's like when you're feeling... You're depressed because you can't feel happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stress is one of those reasons. So mental health is another reason. Mostly medication and stuff for mental health. So like obviously if people are on any types of medication for certain mental health issues.
Yeah, so antidepressants can have stuff that like suppress your hormones.
Yeah, and lower your libido and stuff, and you're just not there. You don't want to touch yourself, don't want to do any of that.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons. And then issues such as pelvic pain, so endometriosis pain is one of the examples that I have there. So yeah, if you're having painful sex and you know that it's going to be a painful experience, you're not going to want to go through it and like actually experience it.
100%, because I know since I've had my endometriosis removed, the way I orgasm if I do it myself has changed.
Okay.
Because sometimes it would hurt straight after.
Mm.
Like literally like straight after I'd have like cramps.
Yeah.
And I'd bleed straight away. Mm. And all these things where I don't feel like that
happens as much.
Happens as much. Mm. It's definitely not straight after. It might be the next day.
Yeah.
Or even like 2 days later. I don't know. But yeah, you, like sometimes it would be straight after, but it's definitely not like that anymore.
Yeah, that's good. So yeah, that's another reason we might end orgasm.
What else? So this is a one that we didn't know if we were going to mention or not, but we do want to do, if not a episode on it, then it's definitely a longer segment.
Yeah.
Talking about it. So it's FGM. FGM stands for female genital mutilation. Basically, in some religions, they remove the clitoris. There's like certain types of FGM. There's ones where they remove the clitoris, or they don't remove the clitoris and they sew from the top of your vagina down to like basically leave just a hole as same size as a 50 cent coin.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do they sew up where the vulva is or just the vagina?
No, where the vulva is.
Okay, yeah, because yeah, that's what I was thinking. You said vagina, but sorry. I was like, is it the yeah, whole thing?
The whole, yeah.
Jesus.
So I don't really want to go into too much about it now, but that can be one reason why you can't orgasm.
That's one of the reasons, but again, we'll go into that in more detail.
I feel like we'll go into that in another episode. Just want to say that it is illegal. So yeah.
Okay.
So that's that one. Sexual abuse. So if you are sexually abused, have been, I feel like that definitely distorts your relationship with sex.
Definitely.
And it puts a negative spin on it. I can't imagine that if that's your experience with having sex at certain points in your life, then you're going to enjoy it at any other time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm obviously, you might go to therapy, you might try to deal with it in that way, but that's obviously another reason as well.
Yeah. Being religious. So having shame around sex. So obviously we're Catholics, we are not supposed to be having premarital sex and shopping in Ann Summers. Yeah. No.
Yeah, the Catholic guilt.
The Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I just feel like in certain religions you're not supposed to, like, and then also religions are not really anything about women, it's all about men.
Yeah.
So the fact that the women want to enjoy having sex or having an orgasm, it's frowned upon, which yeah, is rude. And then last one then is not being comfortable in your own body. That's another one that we can say like that. You may get there, but you stop, or thing is that if you're not comfortable in your own skin, like, you're like, what the fuck? I don't want to touch myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at myself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm worthy. Like, there's many things that if you don't feel comfortable in your own skin, reasons why you're not going to be able to reach that point where you'll have an orgasm.
Yeah. And that's one thing I'll say. Orgasm, or what you call it, masturbating in front of a mirror really helps with shit like that.
Like, look at your vagina. Yes. Your vagina is gorgeous.
I am telling you now, the amount of people that will listen to this and say,
you know, we should have put that, I can guarantee you that it'll probably be about 80% people said no.
That they've never like looked at their vagina. And when I say look, I mean
open
mirror,
up.
Open it up, look
spread
at
your
it.
Legs.
See what it looks like. Yeah. See what it's made up of. See where your clit is as well yourself. Like, how are you supposed to explain to somebody else, this is what I like, this is where I like to be touched, when you don't even know what it looks like, yeah, what it feels like. I know, obviously, you do know what it feels like. But yeah, that's just one thing for me. I just, mirror masturbation is great. Yeah, gives you a different sense of, I don't know, pride in your body.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Look at me now.
Look at me now. Hey.
Hey sisters.
Hi.
So here's the thing. Me and Nikita just love hearing the sound of our own voice. We talk for 2 hours straight. Usually we do 2 hours. You have to nip it down to an hour and 20 minutes. That's probably the longest episode we've had. But this one is an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So we were like, no, we're going to cut that into two parts. So the one you've just listened to is part one. Hope you enjoy it. Part two is on the way, huns.